1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Testimony expected today from Michael Cohen, former President Trump's longtime fixer. He'll describe his role in paying Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election, the former president's criminal hush money trial. ABC legal contributor Kim Whaley explains why Cohen's the star witness.
I think Michael Cohen has testified. I was his thug. And now he's been dumped by Donald Trump, and he's finally telling the truth. Whether the jury believes that or not, it remains to be seen.
Jury selection also begins today in the federal corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Israel has not shown a clear plan to protect civilians in Gaza or answers for what would happen in Gaza after the conflict ends. The man suspected of killing an Ohio police officer in suburban Cleveland Saturday found dead after a standoff and air quality alerts this morning from Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin because of wildfire smoke. This is ABC News. The U.S. Postal Service now asking for a 25% rate hike for some high-volume shippers. If approved, it would go into effect in mid-July at the same time that first-class stamps are expected to go up a nickel to 73 cents. Something big could be coming today from the company behind ChatGPT.
OpenAI will be live-streaming an event where it's expected to demo some new updates to ChatGPT, its artificial intelligence chatbot, and GPT-4, the large language model that ChatGPT is built on. Company CEO Sam Altman downplayed speculation that the company would be unveiling its next large language model, GPT-5, as well as theories that they're announcing a search engine. Still, Altman says whatever it is they're working on, that it feels like magic to him. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Miami Beach Police Force in a recruitment effort has started using a Rolls-Royce on loan from a local dealer. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Due into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REP to 321-321.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are in court fighting the Department of Natural Resources over a big factory farm in central Wisconsin. Adam Voskel is with Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says the DNR should have allowed public input on the CAFO's wastewater permit.
We're seeing concerns over CAFOs in western Wisconsin, too, where there have been significant spills and fish kills.
The DNR has a month to respond. The Wisconsin State Patrol is urging drivers and bicyclists to be aware of their surroundings, to share the road, and keep everyone safe. The State Patrol highlights bicycle safety each May. Bicycles are considered vehicles in Wisconsin with the same rights and responsibilities. Last year, 7 bicyclists were killed in crashes in Wisconsin and 699 people were injured. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Cards 4-3 Sunday afternoon on Mother's Day. St. Louis, desperate for a win, down 3-1 when manager Ollie Marmol charged the home plate umpire and was ejected from the game.
Yeah, Ollie Marmol's getting upset. You can't blame him.
And this is a boiling point from strike zone to calls to 7 straight losses.
The Cards manager asked if he had a problem with umpire Alan Porter.
No, Alan Porter and Sean Barber are good umpires. That had more to do with getting something going.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, it was a one-run game, but, you know, they left 13 on base. You know, we walked too many guys. We didn't execute. I think offensively and pitching and whatever, it just wasn't a great ball game for us.
The Crew opens the series at home tonight against the Pirates. Men's college basketball. Head coach Sundance Wicks is leaving the UW Green Bay Phoenix after just one season to return to Wyoming, where he served as an assistant coach with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high right around 67 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, breezy, our low 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 64. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Crude and Dom. Dominic is in Europe on the holiday road, but you can hear some of the greatest radio shows ever in his absence. Tune in all week long.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Get out of here.
It is nice out.
I mean, nice
out there. A little cooler
there
today, but man, what a day yesterday.
Beautiful, perfect day yesterday. Couldn't ask for a nicer day. Although about 8 o'clock last night, something was blowing in here from the north.
Oh, that was awesome.
It seems like it was just going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? It's like it dropped like 30 degrees, and the wind just started blowing from the north. And yeah, but it rained a little bit, but nothing major.
No,
right?
But I think.
But thunder, and it was just like, ooh, something's coming.
Dog was scared.
Oh, but yeah, it was. Milton.
I know. He jumped. Mm-hmm. But that was a nice ending to a great. That was a great day yesterday. I mean, we got a lot of yard work done. Mother's Day. Your mother, I know, is in heaven. But what did your wife do yesterday?
They went to Kohler.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah.
Got the old
$95 a brunch.
It wasn't $9.50. It was $95. Wow.
Yeah. But you know what? It's great. And I love seeing everybody's pictures on Mother's Day and the whole thing. I think that's great. And I think that's wonderful. Yep.
That's good.
So, yeah. But you went and spent time with your mother. You're the only one amongst us that still has a mother. You should feel good about that.
I do. I every day I'm grateful.
Todd, that was a really nice picture of your mom and dad on your Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That's a great day. I mean, mothers are, they're unbelievable, right?
Ben? Unbelievable.
Even at the shelter last Monday, I lead that community conversation discussion. We went around the room, and most of them, I think really, come to think of it, I think all of them, their mothers had passed away. But boy, did they all have great things to say about their mom.
Yeah.
Because those guys had some trouble, be it a marriage or maybe some time
Absolutely.
In jail. But their mothers always stood
behind. By, yeah.
Dads always didn't. But boy, did they speak high of their mothers. So, yeah, I made my mom a little, something she wanted to eat. Well, not everything, but I wanted to do something special. So I called her. I said, "How about some fried rice? Because that's shrimp and that sounds good." So I went and got all the ingredients, and that takes 2 days to make, right? Because you have to make the rice and let it cool and dry out a little bit, and so the eggs and onions and carrots and
sounds
peas.
Great.
Oh, it was great. However, then you're supposed to add soy. I liked it. So when you make fried rice, then you add obviously soy sauce to it, right, to give it that flavor. And I was low on soy sauce. And I thought, I got to get some more. So I went to the store. And next to the soy sauce was fried rice sauce. And the soy sauce was like, $1.29. The fried rice was like $5.29.
I think mom's worth an extra
$4. $4 or $5. I'm like, oh, I'm in. So I bought that. And so we went up to her apartment, and she was eating. She wasn't eating. I said, "Mom, what about the rice?" "Oh no, that's way too spicy." So, I learned. Next year, I'm going with the cheap soy sauce. Because she even said, remember we talked to her on Friday?
Yeah, she loves that's her favorite meal.
Right, it's one of her favorite meals. And I thought, oh, but I thought I was going to enhance it a little bit, but it didn't work. No. Anyway, but everything else was fine.
Good.
Yep.
You know, I only heard my mom swear one time.
You know, John, I don't think I, wow. What did you do?
I got beat up one time.
Huh?
Kind of beat up. This older kid, I had it coming. And he was one of the tough kids, and he was 2 years older than me, and I was probably in like the fifth grade. He got smacked around a little bit.
Yeah.
And ripped the hood off my coat, the old coats. And she called his mom or grandma, and that's the only time I heard her use the some language. Not the big words, but the GD type of.
Right.
Ever touch my.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, they defend their kids.
Oh, they defend their kids. Oh, my goodness gracious. They defend their kids.
I got a brother who's. You know,
I mean, it's the mama bear thing. It's like, fine, everything's good. You're going to mess with my cubs?
Right.
I'm not so cuddly anymore.
She never swore at you at all?
Never. Oh, my God. Wow. No.
I didn't get
that. We have three very different mothers. Because I heard everything in the book, and it was usually directed toward us kids.
Wow.
I can tell you a funny story with my dad one time. Remember, I've told a story. So there's this neighbors we had that lived up on the hill above us, okay? And had my dog tied up outside, my beagle. You know, had him just tied up to the clothesline pole type thing, you know, enjoying it. And it was in the middle of winter, but it was a real nice day. And all of a sudden, I see this nasty German shepherd just coming, making a beeline through our yard.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Goes after him. I go running out in stocking feet with a snow shovel. Oh, and I'm going after him, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know, I chase him off. And my dad, what's going on? And he said, you know, dog. Blah, blah. So he calls the guy, and he goes, I yell, you tell him if that dog yard comes in our yard, I'm going to shoot his bleeping, what word I used, bleeping head off. And my dad goes, hang on a second. You watch your GD language.
That's awesome. Kind of defending you, kind of scolding you at the same time.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, well, that's cool. That's typical dad. Yeah.
So I hope all the moms out there had a wonderful Mother's Day. And really, it seemed like what we got mostly from the texters the other day, huh, Todd, was just so I could chill.
Just some time.
Just relax. But
even to relax, like my wife just went into work in the garden. And
yeah, that's
to me,
I mean,
that's labor,
day.
But that's, you know.
No, if that's what they enjoy doing, that's so fantastic.
I love it.
But yeah, went for another nice walk. Just a beautiful boy. There's a lot of people that walk in Green Bay. You know what was nice yesterday,
though?
Walking around downtown Green Bay, which is just deserted. On Sundays, except for the church bells. And that's kind of a cool thing. It's kind of an old school, small town thing.
I love it.
There's no traffic. There's no nothing except church bells.
Clear. Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. No, and they do that. Yeah. Where I live, they always have the church bells going.
So you know what song I had in my mind the whole time?
I don't know.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning.
Oh.
No way to hold my head. It didn't hurt. And I was walking the whole time singing that song.
Oh, I thought you were singing like a church song.
No.
Reflections back to being an altar boy.
And, because they
play that religious song once in a while.
Yeah,
so.
No.
Okay,
nope.
All right.
Nope. You know what I've never been? I just realized it. I didn't realize I've never been in the cathedral here.
Ugh.
I didn't even know that was the cathedral. I always thought something else was the cathedral.
No, that's, man.
Yeah. I always thought Willebrod was the cathedral.
No.
Because they used to talk about Vince Lombardi going to church there.
So
I assumed that was the cathedral. I assume Lombardi would go to the cathedral.
For some of you Packer fans. No, that's owned by the Norbertines.
Okay. But it's downtown Green Bay, right?
Well, they all are. Well, okay. I mean, there's very close. But no, the cathedral is where that's where the bishop's chair is, and he oversees the diocese.
So I know, but I didn't realize that. It's St. Francis, right?
Yeah, St. Francis Xavier.
I didn't know that until I was walking by it yesterday. That was the cathedral.
However, if they would move his chair to St. Willibrord, St. Willibrord would become the cathedral.
Okay.
That's his chair that kind of designates.
Right.
But that's the most beautiful church in the diocese, I think.
I got to go.
That's where I go. Yeah.
All right. So today is National Fruit Cocktail Day. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, right?
Although the fruit you gave me the other day was really good.
Yeah.
With the pineapple.
Fruit cocktail isn't really fresh
kind
fruit.
Of sweet.
Yeah.
It's just syrupy.
Yeah. Right. That's. Yeah.
Now, all my Vietnam guys say, though, that was the number one thing they wanted in their backpacks was fruit cocktail. Number one thing.
I agree. It's syrupy. That's a good word.
Yeah.
No, that stuff
almost makes you thirsty.
Got you.
It's like, yeah. Today, Leprechaun Day. Why today instead of St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
I don't know. Today is Cocktail Day. Oh, been waiting for that.
Huh. Boy, that's.
So you didn't like that drink I had the other night?
What do you need to know? I didn't. It was tequila. I don't like tequila, and it was that's all it was.
It's called Palermo. Palermo. Yeah. It's tequila, Todd. It's tequila, squirt. I didn't even know they're still making squirt.
Yeah,
it was tequila, squirt, and lime juice. It's a real nice summer drink.
Yeah, all seven of them.
I had three.
Okay, three.
And I didn't spill a drop. And you had one club soda and spilt it all over the dance floor.
That is true.
That is true.
I looked it up. It says Paloma.
Yes.
All right.
What is it?
That is the tequila squirt lime juice.
Yeah, yep. That's what it is. It's really, really good. Yeah. You gotta try it sometime. Top Gun Day. All right. You know whose book I'm reading right now that's really good? And it's probably 40 years old or whatever, but John McCain's.
Oh.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Amazing story. Amazing man.
When he was captive and the whole thing.
Autobiography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
But that fire on the ship, the Forrestal, when they lost like 200 guys, what a horrible tragedy that was. Unbelievable. Today is Apple Pie Day. Love me some apple pie.
Yeah, but that's...
Is he looking for his phone again?
I have no idea what he's doing, Jim. Glasses. Or Todd, I have no idea.
All right.
There's a pair right there. You want those?
No, I got them. I got them. Okay. Apple pie day. Why today?
I don't know. I didn't come up with these, Jim.
Okay, that's right. You get them off the wire. Off the wire.
Apple pie day. But I always have to have apple pie with a piece of cheddar cheese.
See, I always
I have to have a piece of apple
cheese. Have you ever tried that, though, Jim?
Nope. I haven't. When I hear that.
I can't even think of eating a piece of apple pie without a piece of
ice cream.
Well, if you got the ice cream, okay. But generally, I like the... cheese with it.
You know, even growing up, we had plenty of apple pie. Never did we have cheese. Like, I don't get it.
If it was really hot, I would lift up the crust and I'd stick it in there where the hot apples were and put it back together and wait for the cheese to melt a little bit.
Cheddar. Or just any kind of cheese.
Any kind. Cheddar's the best, though. Yeah. And then it kind of melts.
Did you have that, Todd? Cheese on your apple
pie?
Here's
the thing. I always thought it was really weird.
Yes.
But I'd see it a lot.
Yeah.
Right? So I tried it. It's pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. It's all yin and yang,
yeah,
right?
Right. Yeah. Yes. You wouldn't think it would be good, Jim, but it kind of is.
It really. I bet a lot of people out there like cheese with their pie. Quick pull. I've been winning this pull.
Oh, I will do quick that pull.
Okay.
I'll do that when I'm in.
Yeah, okay. Man.
Before
okay.
you even said quick pull, people were texting in. So
all right.
Cheese. What's the question?
With apple pie.
Do you like it or have you had it?
Both. Either one. Just yes or no. Cheese with apple pie, yes or no.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't have cheese with, like, coconut cream pie. But with hot apple pie, a piece of cheese.
Is that a Wisconsin thing, or is that, like...
I don't know. I've seen it, like, in posh restaurants and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never had that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Today is crouton day. I don't eat croutons.
Why?
Because they're just loaded with carbs. I don't eat croutons. Whenever I have a salad, I always leave the croutons behind.
Oh, man, there's
so many...
Bike
to work week, Jim.
Okay.
Didn't we talk about this?
I didn't know it was this week. Okay.
What did you say the other night you were
going
to do?
I'm going to start taking my bike because I can't afford the parking anymore.
Now, do you have zero reason not to bike to work this
week?
I'll
take my bike.
All right.
Let's see. Yeah, I think I could do that tomorrow. I got to meet somebody after the show today. Okay. That crouton day, though, there's so many varieties. There's garlic. There's cheddar cheese. There's so many good.
I like a crouton on a salad.
Do you not eat them because of the carbs, or you don't like them?
Carbs.
There's so many other things you could cut out. Okay. Bike to work. I'll do that.
Morgan Wallen's birthday. He's a nut job. He's up for a felony charge. Stevie Wonder, 74. Always one of the all-time greats. Dennis Rodman, 63. Could never stand him.
No.
Darius Rucker, 58.
Saw him.
Stephen Colbert. And on our apple pie survey so far, cheese with apple pie, yes, 70%, no, 30%.
They're just waking up. Okay.
I rest my case. Mind of the Mary, getting to start here on a Monday morning. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Teachers, keep on teaching.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. A little chilly. 53 in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 59 in Oshkosh. You're listening to 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. And the big story, really, in sports.
Can you believe that?
Sundance Wicks, who brought new life to the UW Green Bay basketball program, is out. He's going to the University of Wyoming, which is his home area, home state, hometown, all those sorts of things. But, man, once again, it is tough to be a mid-major basketball school these days. If your players are good, they're going to leave for more money. If the coach is good, he's going to leave for lots more money.
Yeah,
it's just the nature of the beast. It is so tough coaching. And you know, do we have Steve Swann coming on this week, Todd?
I don't have it scheduled yet.
Okay, but Steve was longtime assistant coach for UW Green Bay,
mm-hmm.
long time with Dick Bennett, and at Stevens Point, the whole thing. And I just want to talk. He's been out of it for a while, but I want somebody that can look at it from a distance almost and see what in the world has happened in college sports. And I know a lot of people say, "Oh, these kids are getting paid. That's great. That's wonderful." Okay, great, but the whole thing is just in a weird state of flux. And the problem is one of the things that's hurting is high school kids getting recruited to get scholarships because there's so many people just transferring that some of these schools don't have a lot of spots to fill. Then they don't even need to give out the scholarships. They just give it to kids that transfer in instead of, you know, banking on some 18-year-old. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, the thing, and I don't blame them. I know that, but you know, we were at the steak fry, and he's like, "Man, there is no place I'd rather be than right here in this room right now.
Right?
Nowhere in the country.
Green Bay way, the Green Bay way.
This is no place better. We love it here. Yeah,
I don't know if I get that. I got to be honest with you because, you know, I got to be honest with you. I had some opportunities when I was mayor. People go, I'm like, no, this is, I'm committed. This is where I belong. You know, that happened with the chancellor, too. Like, I was really disappointed. I like Gary a lot, and, you know, kind of knew him a little bit. And, you know, this thing where I don't know. I don't think that speaks well for our community. And I agree that, once in a lifetime opportunity. But, man, I don't know. I didn't like when I read that. But, look, I'm happy for him. I think he's a super nice guy. He's been on our show a couple times. But, I don't know. That almost gives you some hesitation with the next guy, you know. And you start to wonder, you know, how long are people going to... Because I think Green Bay is... I don't know. I think if you say, look, I'm here, I'm committed. You know, and that they got to buy out his contract, $705,000. You look at that. What's the budget of GB? $150 million?
I don't know.
That's nothing.
I think...
And besides, Wyoming pays that.
We should probably start asking these people as they leave, you know, what besides, hey, it's home, what is it about the city that didn't keep you?
Well, I will say this. I think that transfer portal opened up people's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get one great player of the year, basically, in the conference, maybe the best player in the conference, and he gets offers for like $100,000 or whatever I've heard to go to another school. How can you?
How do you combat that, right?
You had three players leave in the first 4 days. I mean, it's... I'm going to be honest with you, though, and I'm throwing this out there again. Gary Gresh has applied for that job a couple of times, and he's been turned down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you like him.
Gary Gresh is what you need. You need somebody that's going to stay in Green Bay.
He's going to stay. He's got roots.
He's not going anywhere.
Right. He's got family.
He's staying in Green Bay. Yeah. He's a tremendous coach. He could bring in tremendous assistants. I'm telling you, if they don't go after Gary Gresh this time, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know if Gary would even go, because I know he's been turned down a couple of times. Dick Bennett admitted he vouched for Gary a couple of times as a letter of recommendation, and talked to people, and he still didn't get the jobs. So, I don't know. Maybe it's past its time.
I wonder if Sundance, if they said, look, how committed...
60 to 40 now, the apple pie. Yes, oh, yeah. 60, 40. 40 now. Okay.
Yeah, we'll win this. But I wonder if they said to him, and I kind of get that, like, I'm here, except if, you know, and then you give them that. You tell them right there in the interview, like, look, except if Notre Dame calls, I'm going. Or right. If you know.
And coaches do have those.
Like, right.
I would and say I'll like bet, I'll bet Sundance had that for Wyoming. Like, that's the one school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't feel as.
Well, I mean, it is his hometown. It's his home area, home state. He grew up there. He's coached there. It's where he came from. I mean, that's. Yeah. I of all the schools, if he was going to Southern Illinois, it'd be like, okay.
What's going on here? But yeah.
You know, but I going back to his hometown, basically, I mean, that's. I don't know.
And that opened up because that guy went. Right, they didn't.
He's going to, I think, Texas Tech or someplace as an assistant, not even as a head coach, as an assistant coach.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just he brought so much excitement.
Oh, he did.
He did exactly what he did in getting fans excited again.
And they, you know, the thing is that you got. I mean, let's be honest. That program needed a little money.
Absolutely.
And he was the guy that was, you know, shaking the trees. So I don't. Yeah. I think it's too bad. I don't know.
I will say, Cicero, it's weird when somebody, he just signed a new contract.
Right. He just, a five-year
contract. Which and is, then, hey, I'm out. It is what it is.
But boy,
it's no use being those old guys sitting here, you know, biatching at windmills or whatever. It's the way the game is these days, and it's just the way it is. Yeah. What?
I don't like it, but. Yeah, you're right. There's nothing I can do about it. If that was in his contract up front, then I'm a little better with it. But look, I think good people get offers kind of often, really. And you just got to say, no, look, I'm here. Now, maybe in 5 years, I'll talk to you. But my commitment is here. I don't know why people can't stick to that.
You know who I would be real happy with?
Who's that?
You know, when we're at the steak fry. Some of those golf outings with him and these cookovers, we're going for thousands of dollars.
Right.
What do you do now? I mean, I bet $10,000.
Right. With Sundance.
Between going golfing with him and some people.
Right.
And he was going to have a couple of big backyard party things. And he was going to host all these.
And it was just something just as simple as a speaking engagement. Too.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they deal with all that. I don't know if I'm curious as if that was written in his contract because it. Yeah, well, whatever. It's over. You know, we got to find somebody. But I think when you get somebody at the top, I mean, you really got, they should have roots in Green Bay, family or their mom or something to keep them here.
Yeah, whatever. I agree.
Anyway, I'm happy for the guy. He is a great, great coach. I mean, you can't deny that, right?
Great motivator, that's for sure.
Oh, man, that guy had so much energy.
But even sitting at that steak fry that night, it's like, you know, Green Bay's in good hands. We've, you know, the Bo Ryan thing flopped. Yeah, right. Link Darner, nobody really knows whatever happened with that thing. Goes to the NCAA, then he gets fired, and nobody has said a word, whatever. And then this guy comes in.
Right.
It's like, we got him.
Right.
We got our guy.
For 5 years, which is a long time.
Absolutely. We got our guy.
But at the same time, you heard what Mark Murphy said. Last job he'd
want. Last job in the world he'd want right now is an athletic director in college.
Yep.
And he did it for, what, 23 years or something?
Was he at Colgate or Northwestern?
Colgate and Northwestern.
Was both of them?
And he said it's the last. And I totally 100% agree.
Yeah.
The last job I'd want right now would be an administrator in college sports.
But we got to wish him well. Will we play him?
No, I doubt it.
Okay.
I mean, they could if they wanted to, but.
He's not out of league.
I don't think he's on the schedule for next week. I think it might be a while before anything like that happens.
I wonder if they're going to do a send off. You know, I like I said, I didn't know him well.
No, when somebody leaves like this, it's usually pack up the moving vans and let's get out of Dodge as quick as possible. That's usually the way it goes. Yeah. Although sometimes, you know what they do? I remember Lindy Infante one time had an awesome garage sale when he left. All his old coaching jackets and everything like that. Sold them all. And he put Packers on it. He sold all. He didn't want to take a thing with Packers on it. There's a few guys that do that.
So I was going to ask you when I read that yesterday, like, is that the biggest surprise, coach? Like, I can't believe they're leaving? I mean, what, in your, you know those coaches, like.
For Green Bay, the Link Darner one was weird. They went to the NCAAs. Everything looked like it was going really good, and then he gets fired. That was bizarre. So, but this one, but it's just disappointing. It's like he brought life to the program.
That's a better
again.
Word for it.
So,
anyway,
but we wish you well. Two new coaches at GB. Is that something this year?
Yeah.
All right, we got to start a quick break. Brittany Merlot will be joining us. Tracy and Peter Fluke will be joining us. Daryl Burnett will be joining us. Reggie Dissimer will be joining us. We got a lot of fun stuff today. Stay with us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin's mild winter and warmer than expected spring getting a jump start on asparagus. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. 24 acres ready to pick in Adams, Wisconsin. That story on the way.
Over time, you want to work less of it, so you need your crop protection to work more of it. When you add Tapran or Last Chance Pro adjuvants from CHS, they will. Designed for maximum efficacy, Last Chance Pro improves the uptake and translocation of herbicides, while Tapran helps activate herbicides for better performance against tough-to-control weeds. Ask your local CHS retailer how Tapran and Last Chance Pro adjuvants can put your crop protection to work.
Nathan Bula is a busy man these days. He's the owner and operator of Spears R Us off County Road E in Adams, Wisconsin, and all 24 acres of his harvestable asparagus ready to go.
So the asparagus season, you know, this year being earlier than it's ever been, we're looking forward to still going until the end of June, but we have to listen to our asparagus, and when it tells us it's getting stressed out for the year is when we'll be done harvesting. So we're hoping at least Father's Day and maybe more. So we harvested last year in 2023. We started harvesting May 10th. This year we started harvesting May 3rd, and we have been doing roughly average of 2,000 pounds every day.
That's busy Nathan Bula, owner and operator of Spears R Us Asparagus Farm in Adams, Wisconsin. And you heard correctly, harvesting about 2,000 pounds of asparagus every day. He said they use an easy pick harvester with technology that allows them to ride on a little cart that you control with your feet so you can move through a field and harvest those spears seamlessly.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And congratulations to some of the strong women leaders in Wisconsin agriculture recognized during the Association of Women in Agriculture's Spring Banquet. They include Jill Armbruster picking up the Founders Award. Tammy Vossen from the Wisconsin Beef Council named the Outstanding Woman in Agriculture. And Katie Katzman awarded the Outstanding Alumni Award. Want to find out more about the AWA winners? Pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, or sign up for our daily e-newsletter at the same place, and you'll never miss a thing. I'm Farm Director PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high right around 67 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, breezy, our low 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 64. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envision. Would it make more sense in your home to go with black frame windows or white? Whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century, modern, or something truly historic, Pella's design works, lets you virtually see them. Give them a call. Set up a free in-home consultation. PellaWI.com.
Put my Pella screens on yesterday.
Did you?
Well, I didn't, Donna did, but they're put on.
I didn't, Donna did.
Well, okay. Mother's Day.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say Mother's Day, and you got your wife putting screens on the house?
See, I was, come on. I know. I should have done that.
Wow.
Okay.
Brittany Merlot.
Yes. All right, Brittany.
Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Good. We're good.
Did Brittany, you enjoy that 80-degree day yesterday?
Oh, it was awesome.
Phenomenal.
Put the screens on. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was great. We were outside quite a bit yesterday. Planted some flowers. I helped with. I dig the hole with the shovel.
Mm. So somebody's got to.
Yeah, but then she's like.
Yeah.
But she enjoys that. You want to, you know, it's not like it. I was trying to get out of work.
Whenever anybody. Yeah, my mom washed all the clothes and cooked a meal for 8 people, and then but she enjoys
she
that. Enjoys.
She likes doing that. Yes, she looks happy.
Yeah.
So that's.
What'd you do for Mother's Day, Brittany?
Oh, nothing actually. I was stuck up north. My mom is down south, so we're gonna celebrate that a little bit later. But I feel like it's always Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I always try to thank her. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's great.
I think that's what they do. Oh God. The loyalty they have to their kids is like Johnny was talking earlier about this whole, you know, that mama bears thing that people always talk about.
It's true.
That is so true. I mean, I was telling you, I work at a homeless shelter and we kind of went around and talked about Mother's Day. What are you guys doing for Mother's Day? And, you know, you send out cards or call, whatever you want to do. And all those guys to a T, and these guys have had some issues and some problems. They all said their mother was the greatest person in their life, took care of their kids when they maybe were incarcerated, or they, you know, just stood behind them when sometimes other people didn't. So, yeah, I think they're great. You're right. We should have it every day. Totally agree.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, Brittany, last night I thought something was blowing in here that was just going to be nasty, crazy. It dropped like about 30 degrees and the wind came straight from the north and it was thundering and everything. But then it just kind of passed through. But did you guys get that? I mean, was there something brewing that was going to be nasty?
Yes, we got the same exact thing. I loved it. I actually went outside into the garage, you know, watched it roll in. It was beautiful with the sun behind it and the sun setting kind of time frame. Yes. Oh, gorgeous. But some heavy downpours, like you mentioned, those temperatures just dropped. And then those winds, too. There were 40-mile-per-hour gusts in some of those and up to pea-sized hail, but nothing too significant as that pushed through. It was a cold front. So we are, of course, going to see temperatures nowhere near the 80s right now, unfortunately, this week. Much cooler.
Did you guys, see the Northern Lights this weekend?
No, I keep seeing pictures of them.
The reason why I popped on real quick is because Brittany's like, oh, I went out my garage to watch the storm. Brittany, did you see did you watch the Northern Lights?
You're
this
more
weekend?
Northern.
Yes, I did. Okay. 100%.
All right. Are you lying to me? Did you see them?
I did. Okay. It was magical. Yes, I can really get into it. It was just converging like right above. I've never seen that before. You know, I've lived in Minnesota up north and I've seen a lot of Northern Lights and I've went out chasing them, but to see them above you, to all around you. I mean, every angle that I turned, I was looking south for hours just watching the Northern Lights. That is extremely rare how strong that was. I mean, we got to a KP index of 8. About 2 years ago when I was living in Appleton, I was able to see them, take pictures, beautiful, even through the city lights. I didn't leave town either. And then this time I didn't leave town. I was in Wausau. City lights, well, we don't really have too crazy of city lights up here. But, you know, I didn't go to the middle of the woods and I was able to see it. I actually saw the colors. I saw pink. I saw green. And it looked like a hazy cloud, right? But once I took my camera out on my phone, just took a picture on night setting. Oh my gosh.
Wow. What time is that happening, Brittany?
Isn't that like
right at
midnight?
Sundown? Or, is it that late?
I thought it was, what time does that happen? I should know that.
So that happened, the strength was KP9, a G5 storm at about, I I think it was 9 p.m. You could see it through at least 2 or 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
On Friday. This was on Friday. So then last night, or Saturday night, I guess it was like at a 6 to a 7. I didn't see much going on. I did check it out. And then last night, I just needed to sleep.
You said you were looking south. Why were you looking south for the Northern Lights?
Well, here's the thing. They were everywhere. First, I started looking north, and they were so prominent and bright, and I was mesmerized. Then I looked up, and I realized, oh, they're above me, and there's greens and pinks all mixing together. It was wild. So mesmerizing. So beautiful. But then I looked around, and I was like, oh, my gosh, they're to the south. They are in every direction. That's how strong.
You know, that before, you know, people like you came on the into our lives, can you imagine what people before they had all these meteorologists, like those pictures look like the end of the world, right?
Yeah, they do.
That when they get the different colors, and I didn't see them. I wish I would have, but
yeah, me too.
But it's not like Halley's Comet. I mean, these are going to be back in, what, 2 years, right?
It'll happen again, I'm sure. Right. I mean, that strength, I don't know. That hasn't happened that strong since 2003.
Wow.
So that was pretty
rare. How long is it going to last? Does anybody know?
Are they done?
How long does it last? I think it's still like a KP index of 6 tonight, but that's kind of really not good enough. You got to be way up north, probably closer to Lake Superior.
Oh, let's go.
I wish I was, could have gotten the roof up here.
Yeah.
But you could have.
Yes.
You should have.
Can we get on the roof here, Todd?
I don't know. I guess if we really want to,
you're the one paying rent.
Oh, my gosh. Let's do that.
All right, I'm going down there next time.
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah,
I mean, I spent the entire night. Everybody's like, "Ooh, I wake up to all these pictures." I slept. I went to bed right. early. In bed.
Yeah. Todd,
old people problems, basically.
The pictures. Send me a picture. But those were cool pictures. I mean, I tell you, that was unbelievable.
I did do the same thing that you did, Brittany. When that stuff really started blowing through here, I went outside just to see it coming down the river type thing because it seemed like something really nasty was moving through.
I was kind of hoping, but
love watching storms, lightning. I don't have like draped curtains, you know, it's just, yeah, it was cool. My dog got a little freaked out. He didn't like that, but
is there anything that doesn't freak out your dog?
There's
nothing that doesn't freak out your dog. Hey, Brittany, we got to readjust something that we've talked about.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Well, our biking thingy.
Yes.
Okay. So we had somebody on the other day, an expert bicyclist.
Yeah.
Cyclist. And we asked, how long do you think it would take for us to get to Shano? And he said 5 to 6 hours
for us.
Oh, wow.
5 to 6 hours.
Yeah, Brittany. Oh,
Peter says 3. Okay, we'll ask Peter. But what do you think, Brittany? Do we have to rethink this a little bit?
Because
I mean, I can. Let's do it still. Who cares? Maybe we take it 2 days if we have
That's
to.
What I mean. We got to work an overnight thing.
No,
I know with the work schedule. No, I get that. Maybe they'll let us off.
We could do it on the road, Jim. We've got the equipment. Right, Todd?
Todd, are you in?
I mean, I'll be there. I'll be the producer's vehicle following you.
Yeah.
Do you have bike racks for the way home?
But very far away because I know the chafing that John will be.
I've got that now just for walking.
Yeah, listen to that all the way home. Ugh. Okay. We got to figure this out. We got to pick a date and then.
I got to get some of that monkey butt.
We got to.
Serious. That's what truck drivers use when they chafe.
Why a truck driver? You sit all day.
From sitting all day with your jeans rubbing on your thighs? I'm not even lying, but I can show you right here.
That's fine. I'll pass.
What's happened here? It's painful. Like you can't believe. Then when you sweat in it,
enough.
I'll have to get the chafing cam out and studio.
No. So Brittany, we need a couple hour. We need a couple hour head start.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Couple hour head start. I agree. Maybe we leave in the morning, have lunch somewhere, and then keep going, and then we'll be able to meet up, and maybe we just don't ride back.
We're
not riding back.
No, we know that.
We're doing 5 hours one way.
No.
We ain't doing that.
No, okay.
We're leaving the bikes there.
Somebody with a bike rack.
Exactly. We need a follower, trailer.
That's Todd.
Don't they have that on, like, Tour de France?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course, with the cameras.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we're on the
you guys want to be on camera the entire time?
No.
We live stream.
We got a
GoPro
that
right on the bike.
That might be harder than you think.
Well, but today is National Bike to Work Week.
It is.
We got Peter and Tracy Fluke coming up to talk about their biking trip to New York coming up. We go. This is my season of biking. I'm going to buy my bike this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Buying my bike this week.
From the Green Bay Bike Collective?
Yeah.
Those guys are helping us out at the shelter because a lot of people, that's their mode of transportation. They came in, they're fixing the inner tubes and whatever. Do they still have inner tubes? Whatever. They're fixing the bikes. Whatever.
By the way, you know what I was tempted to use this week? Brittany, have you ever used one of those little, what do you call them? They're right out here. The little...
The scooters, the electric scooters?
Yeah. What are those called? There's a...
They have so many different names, I feel
like. No, but the guy invented them. But he's an Appleton. Oh,
somebody just texted us, and cornstarch also works, Johnny. I'm going to try some cornstarch. You got cornstarch I can borrow?
Jeez, John, not for that.
I think that would get kind of gummy, wouldn't it? I mean, you'd be making a human slurry is basically what you'd be making.
Oh, God, you guys smell. Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, have you tried baby powder?
Yeah, baby powder type stuff.
They sell cornstarch.
Look in your kitchen, see if you've got some cornstarch. I'll only use a little bit. I'll give you the rest back. God, it's not like
I'd never use
it
again. All right. What the scooters? They're all over the place.
I know. Anyway, I've never used one though. But it says that you're not supposed to use them on sidewalks. That's all I ever see is people use them on sidewalks.
Right? Yeah.
You ever used one of those, Brittany?
Oh gosh, it's been so many years, but I have, and it shut off once you go outside of the limits. It's like,
does it? Because the reason I was asking, what is that, Todd?
Birdie scooters?
Birdie scooters.
Yeah, the bird.
The reason I was asking that is, could we take those to Shano?
No, that's cheating.
Okay.
God.
I'm just asking.
Maybe the way home, maybe the way back, but yeah, that's.
I thought that'd be fun.
Okay, Brittany.
Wouldn't it, Todd?
I don't think we have enough insurance to cover that.
Yeah.
Can they go up hills pretty good? Because there's some hills between here and Shano. I think that would be a blast to do that all the way to Shano. Yes or no?
I don't think. Can you do that on the trail?
Well, I think so. Don't you think, Todd?
I don't think you have motorized vehicles.
I can't think. Yeah,
I don't think
so.
You have motorized vehicles, like except for like, you know.
Well, it's not motorized. It's electric.
And you'd have to let the company give you access because they shut it off after a certain range.
I did not know that. Yeah. I didn't know those had built-in sensors or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they got to find them, too, because some of these don't return them.
Do you have to use your credit card to use them? And then how much does that cost?
It's not that much, but if you don't return it, there's a fee.
Why don't you just take one of those home with you? Come to work on that in the mornings.
Oh, there you go, Jim.
No, I'm taking my bike. It's bike to work.
Oh, you're not going to?
I think tomorrow I'm going to take my bike. I'm bringing my bike tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. This week, though. This week.
You have to figure that out. And then if you don't, you get charged a fee.
Okay. You're fine. $10.
$10. Yep. That's cool. All right. Yeah. I'll commit to taking my bike to work.
I'm going to sit outside of your house tomorrow morning, wait for you to come out on your bike. And I'm going to video it the entire way.
Yeah.
Please. The entire way.
That did happen back in the day when I was mayor. There was bike to school day, right? Remember that, Brittany? You were probably.
I do.
Yeah. So I came out of my house and there's the cops there with his little flashers on. So I got this little escort down to
see. Oh, my God.
I really did. Woo-hoo. I didn't even ask for that. That was just like, it was the. So
mayor's
nobody,
out on the bike. Right. Yeah. Cops out there.
That's really what it was. It was
security,
kind of like,
we're at checkpoint, Charlie.
We're on Monroe and Spring.
What was your nickname? Did you have a nickname? Because that was a nickname for like the president.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but
the eagle has landed.
I will say.
Shetland Pony is en route. Shetland Pony is en route.
Mayor's down. Mayor's down.
Mason and Maine. Code blue.
I thought that was a little weird. I'll admit that. But I was like, it was a big deal. And Shetland Pony on the pavement. I did not request the cops. So right. I'll just say that.
Just
but
checking.
It was there.
All right.
Yeah, that was cool. Okay. So, yeah, this week, though, do you work out of your studio home? Do you take your bike to work, Brittany?
Yes, I work out of my studio home. So I take my bike out on lunch and after work.
I always wanted a home studio. Todd, build me a home studio.
Yeah, we'll get right on that. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, Brittany, always a pleasure having you here, but we need to work on this the Shano thing. Like I said, we might need you to come to Suamico.
Yeah, that would be more halfway for us.
Yeah.
But Brittany, what is today? May, 18th? What is that?
11th, 12th? 11th,
12th.
13th.
Okay.
13th.
We have to pick a date. And I don't want it to be like 90. So pick a date.
I do. I love doing 700. You sweat more, Jim.
Yeah, no.
You feel
Johnny.
Like you're really accomplishing something when you sweat more. Yeah.
John,
you with me on that, Todd?
The chafing, though.
Yeah, there you go. John,
no, it lubricates it.
Yeah. I don't think it does.
Brittany, you pick the date. We'll be there.
Okay.
Just find a date where it's not going to rain. It's not going to be too hot.
Oh, my God.
Figure that out. You're the weather. You're the meteorologist.
Could get a rickshaw for him.
Yes, I will figure that out.
Right. Thank you, Brittany Merlot. Love having you on.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too, Brittany. Take care. Wow. Wow. I feel like you're losing enthusiasm for this project.
Me too. You feel that, Todd? Can't be rainy. Can't be sunny. Yeah.
Can't be 90.
She's the meteorologist.
No wind. Can't have any wind.
We can have a couple, but I...
Just a slight breeze from the southwest.
And then, yeah.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
What is this?
I'm not sure. Oh!
Just a song that Todd wanted to hear.
You are the producer.
You know, I've got Roku.
Yeah.
And I'm always finding new stuff on there.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. It's like, oh my gosh, look, I just want... And I found one of 80s music, 80s and 90s videos. Those were good.
Oh yeah.
Really cheesy, but really well made.
Cheesy but well made. I think
sense.
The cheesiest video from the 80s is I Ran So Far Away from Flock of Seagulls. Because what they did was they had a wall of mirrors kind of in a circle.
Yeah.
And the band was in the circular thing that spun around a camera.
Yeah.
Okay. But because the camera was shooting toward mirrors, you could see where the camera was sitting.
Oh, nerd.
And in order to kind of hide it, they took like aluminum foil and wrapped the tripod and stuff. It was really cheesy.
Oh, yeah, don't you hate that? There used to be like cheap movies made. I remember one of them was Walking Tall. Do you remember Walking Tall?
Yeah.
Everybody went to see that in like 73, 74, that era about Buford Pusser from down in Tennessee, Pusser, the big sheriff guy. And I remember in one scene, the microphone, you could see the microphone.
Yes.
And it's like, when you're editing that thing, you mean you can't, somebody can't say, hey, Bob, we need to reshoot this scene. Why? The microphone's in the picture.
Yeah. Or you watch an old, like an old Western, right?
Yeah.
Or even further back, and there is a plane in the air or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That happens on soaps once in a while. Not that I watch soaps. I just want to say that when I was living out west, a friend of mine was in a...
What was your favorite?
Barbershoppers. No, he had a...
General Hospital?
They had to do a... they needed a barbershop quartet.
Children?
On a, I don't know which one, but you could see the wires. I mean, the cords.
Yeah.
It was... So, but those soap operas, they do that pretty quick.
I think that would be the greatest job in the world, God, being a soap opera person.
It kind of is. However,
in the world.
However, I think you really take on that persona, and there's people who don't like you when you're out in public.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah. Does that? That's you talk about being typecast.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But you can also run the tables but you for can, 20 years.
I was going to say, I think it was Jennifer Aniston's dad was on it for like 50 years. Yeah,
right.
And that's all he had to do is show up for work.
Right. And they probably do 5 a day, so you probably got the week off.
Yeah.
That's. But you get into a soap, better
you
than a sitcom, because soaps run the tables
absolutely.
A lot longer than even.
That was my dream when I was in college, when I was actor of the year. Yeah. I was thinking I want to be in a soap. Never felt like I had that look. Right. Never felt like I had the look to be in a soap.
Reality sitting in.
Yeah,
okay.
You could have played like the evil guy in town, right? That kind of.
Yeah.
He had a restaurant, but there was some other stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Good point.
But
could they
got
that guy.
But they got to write you in for a long time. We can't just. But that, if you, everybody's fear is being typecast because it ruins your career. But if you got a 25 years.
Write it.
Right.
And you're getting a paycheck, man.
And you go to the same place every
day. With apple pie down to 55 to 45. Make a bit of a comeback. I don't like to see that. I want to win this one because we got a bet on this. Got a legitimate bet riding on this one.
Okay.
Don't we?
Well, we'll go for apple pie.
All right. Absolutely. Let's do that. Had a nice time the other night. Dennis and Deanna. Congratulations to them. Dennis Peters, a.k.a. Dennis Lee Roth from the Glam Band. And had a really nice time at...
I forgot the name. Boy, that place Dundas. God, was that the middle of nowhere. That
the
was
town of Dundas.
The town of Dundas.
What is Dundas best known for? I know, but I'm not positive. Todd, do you know?
I don't know.
Let's see if we get first person. You know, I've got one of those really cool caps that you wear all the time. And you look very gangster in it.
Yep.
And I mean that in a nice way.
Yep.
From the Heights restaurant down here. He gave me three of them to give away as prizes. They're really cool. I'm going to give one away. What is Dundas best known for? But I might be wrong. Okay? So if somebody comes up with it right here, I will say, oh, I must be right. First person to text.
How do you spell it?
D-U-N-D-A-S. Although they could use a sign for Dundas Street, HM.
Oh, my God.
Because there's no sign that says that's the street. If you don't have GPS,
but
I don't know you're going to find it.
We saw it four times, even though it was a one-evening event. John.
There it is. Yes. Todd?
The answer of the question of the day
from
John Mino. Dundas is best known for the Testicle Festival.
That is true.
There you go.
That is
true. Actually, that's two bells.
Who got that in? They get a cap. They get a cap from the Heights.
That is Tori this morning.
Tori,
yes. That they were talking
I've never
about
been to
that.
It, but do they really do that, right?
They got, yeah.
And is it cows?
Like a delicacy.
Is it cows?
I got to believe they have a variety of...
I don't know.
And they probably, you know, pickled testicles, right?
All right. I'm not going to that one.
That went a little too far.
That went way too far, Jim.
Well, how do you get gravy? What, are you going to just eat them?
Kiss your mother with that mouth?
No.
What's wrong with you? I don't even know you anymore. Oh, my God.
Anyway,
I'm serious. I'm just done with you.
Just in terms of seeing Dundas more than I wanted to, I didn't want to see it the first time. But so Johnny and I go out there, and, of course, he puts his credit card down to run up a tab. And, you know, he's drinking like a fish, but I was driving, so I was okay with that. Then we're driving home, and he's like, hits me in the arm. Ah, I forgot my credit card. Can you turn around? Flashback to when he and I went to Plainfield to Kroot's
cottage,
and we're halfway home, and I forgot my keys. So don't know if he's forgetful around me or if it's the alcohol that plays in. But we went back.
I had two drinks.
Oh, you didn't. You had more than that.
I had two drinks.
Really?
Three.
Doubles?
No, they weren't.
Were you at the...
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, at a wedding reception, they always do that. Yeah, they always add a little extra, a little friendly pour, as they say. What?
Friendly
pour. Todd, is that true? Yes or no?
I think it depends on, you know, who's paying and stuff. But, yeah.
He teed that he was... And everybody... Well, John Mino's here. So, yeah, they probably pour a little strong for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, once again... We were there for 1 minute. I have my Palermo. What are they called, Todd?
Paloma.
Palomas.
I had my Paloma.
Which is tequila and tequila.
My Paloma. Remember it that way. Yep.
Okay. And Jim had his glass of, what'd you have, Jim?
I had club
Sprite.
Soda.
Club soda.
Club soda. With she put 11 in.
Right in the middle of the whole thing. Here's Dennis and his lovely wife and Deanna. Oh, congratulations, yada, yada. And all of a sudden, there's this crash. Because somebody right in the middle of everybody dropped his drink and smashed it all over the floor.
And
the ladies had to come out with the mops.
They did.
And the brooms.
They were quick with that.
They were very efficient.
I tipped them $10.
Did you really?
Yeah, did
you? Because the picture I saw was the woman sweeping up and Jim just kind of watching
her how
over
to do it.
Yeah.
No. You missed the spot right now. You're doing it wrong. Okay, there's an ice cube under the chair you know.
Then they brought the mop in. Did you see that? After the lady swept it up, she brought the mop in. Yeah, no, I did. I swear to God, I did tip them. They knew what they were doing. I just missed the table.
Yeah.
I meant to set it. Oh, this is what's the name of your drink?
Paloma.
My Paloma. That's nice that he found this.
That's the last time I'm giving you a gummy when we go someplace. All right, we're going to set it right. Peter Tracy will be joining us right after this.
My little pretty one, pretty one. When you gonna give me some time, Sharona? Will you make my motor run, my motor run? Got it coming off of the line, Sharona. Never gonna stop, give it up. Such a dirty mind, I was getting
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.